Welcome to the Lion Zone, where you learn to be a lion and not the prey in a world of hungry jackals and vicious wolves. I'm your host, Steve Johann. For more about me, visit stevejohann.com. That's Steve, J-O-H-A-N-N.com. You can find me on Substack under stevejohann.substack.com. I've got another great show lined up for you, but before we introduce today's guest, I've got a great little song, and it's going to kind of kick things off, set the pace, and here we go. Oh. That set the pace for today's show. That's a fun song. Robert, do you know who that is? Do you even know that song?
when you go back to the future, I usually know this, but I have to admit that I don't. I don't know who the group is or what the song was, but yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Well, it is, it's called Dolomite, and it comes from the movie Dolomite, which was put out in 1975, one of those forgettable black exploitation movies. And I understand that Eddie Murphy came back and did a remake of it. Oh, I don't know why he would do that, but other than it was funny. And why did I choose that song? Well, hang on. Later on in the show, that word will come up. But right now, we're not going to cover that word. Right now, we are going to cover Dr. Robert Young. He's my guest. Dr. Robert Young is a DSC, PhD, naturopathic practitioner who, according to one of his former colleagues, Neil Solomon, MD, PhD, former head of research of Johns Hopkins University, may be on the threshold of a new biology whose principle, if proven, could revolutionize the biology and medicine world. Dr. Robert Young is widely recognized as one of the top research and clinical scientists in the world. Throughout his career, his research has been focused on the cellular level, having a specialty in cellular nutrition, biochemistry, microbiology. Dr. Young has devoted his life to researching true causes of disease, subsequently developing the new biology, trademarked, to help people balance their life. In 1994, Dr. Young claims to have discovered the biological transformation of red blood cells into bacteria and bacteria to red blood cells. He has since documented several such transformations. Dr. Young's research has been published in several noted journals, including the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. Professor Carter, one of his colleagues, stated, Dr. Robert O. Young has established himself as a preeminent scientific researcher on how to balance the body's chemistry and achieve one's ideal weight. Every African American, every African Caribbean, every person suffering from type 1, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, cancer, AIDS, heart disease, and youth obesity, and every person reared on soul food needs to discover the pH miracle and rejuvenating recipes that alkalize and energize an acidic diet. So welcome to the show, Robert. We have a lot of territory to cover. And just so you know,
it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you.
And just so my folks know, Dr. Robert Young has been, at times, he is one of these people that the upper echelon tends to watch. And so a lot of times his technology, his internet connection is fouled up when he goes to do research. And that's not the first time I've met someone like that. Robert, I've had other people that I've watched that have had the same difficulty, and they are on their hit list. So I don't know if you could take out the background that is movable. Maybe that would help out. You've got the nice green sky.
Let me take that out. So we'll take that out and put something else in. It's
Sometimes movable backgrounds cause a little bit of interruption if you've got technology issues. So there we go. That's great. So I wanted to start out with this. Tell me your journey, because most individuals who are naturopathic practitioners, I go to one, by the way, go to a different style of school. And my chiropractor, by the way, went to a different type of school. And we'll get into this, but they don't follow the same what do you call the normal healthcare route. My wife's a nurse
The
practitioner.
same path.
Yeah, same path. And so tell me about how you progressed from your early days as a student to where you've come to right now, and then we're going to discuss a lot of the things that you've discovered, but what was your route getting there?
Well, as a child, I was very interested in human anatomy and physiology. My first book was about the body and how it was put together, and that was at 5 years of age. And I still have the book. It was actually a college book, so I was reading at a very young age, and the types of things I would ask for my parents for my birthday or for Christmas or what have you, holidays, I would ask things that related to that. So if someone was to ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would say, a doctor. And so I knew that at a very early age. In fact, two of the most important events in your life is when you were born and when you find out what your mission is here in this life. And that was a quote from Mark Twain. My father, who is a great grandson of Brigham Young, and my and his grandfather, who was the architect for the Salt Lake City Temple, and Brigham Young, who brought hundreds of thousands of people in 1847 to the West and said this is the place when he arrived in Salt Lake City, Utah. My background is been brought up in that culture. And that culture is a culture of faith that believes in God, and prays and follows the commandments based upon Moses and others going forward. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart. So that's the culture that I grew up in. And I still have a very strong faith. I still believe in prayer, and I exercise that power on a daily basis throughout the day. So I have a I have a very personal experience with my Creator. I have a very personal experience in my prayers, and it's part of my life. Where the science comes in is that when you ask, it's generally given. And so that part of it really didn't start because at a young age, around 15 and 16, I got into music and I became part of that culture, around the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and rock and roll and what have you. And I ended up in London in 2019, 2020, recording at Tin Pan Alley in London, where the Stones were pub were where they were recording, where the Beatles were recording. And a lot of people ask me about this, and I get into a story which I'm not going to get into today, but I've ha had the opportunity to meet these folks, because that was where the culture was, and that's where the recording was going on. But I did that for about 2 years, year and a half, 2 years. I recorded there, I released there, I performed there, and many of the performances were with people that if I mentioned them, you would know who they were.
Now, what year you
But
said twenty?
it wasn't uncommon.
What year was it
I
actually that
said
you?
not 2020. Now, let me. We're talking about 1970 to 1970 to 1972.
Perfect,
So
perfect.
music I got into in the 60s. So let me correct my dates here. But I got into the 60s. The Beatles actually wrote a song in 1996 in the Revolver album. They put it up as kind of a side note, but it's called Dr. Robert. And Dr. Robert was actually a doctor that was providing, John and a couple of other Beatles, some medications that we don't need to go into.
Right.
But I did, like I say, I did meet those characters in 1970, 71. And it was happen chance. It just I was there, they were there, and that was the experience. And that's where this whole story came up was, oh yeah, we wrote a song about you. It's called Dr. Robert. If you play the song, it's kind of interesting. You said, ha ha ha. I mean, so it was one of those kind of experiences. He said, you're the real Robert. And I said, well, no, but anyway, thank you. So, I kind of kid around once in a while since I was thinking about that today. And we have all the pictures and all the evidence of my time there. We wore light brown shirts, suits, and dark brown ties, and taking pictures just like in those album covers that jumping off rocks and
Yes.
by the beach, up in the trees, what have you. But music has always been a real passion to for me. But when I got back, I was thinking more about what am I going to do for the rest of my life, because I hadn't answered that question is when I really find out what my mission is. And as an amateur athlete as well, tennis was my sport. I received a Fulbright scholarship at the University of Utah, which was founded by my family, specifically Brigham Young. And a lot of folks re refer to as to another university called Brigham Young University. And the reason I didn't go to Brigham Young University, even though I had a full scholarship there, that was another university that was founded by my grandfather. I left. I decided to stay in Salt Lake City because it was very close to the University of Utah. My coach was Harry James, and Harry James had brought me up in the ranks of amateur tennis, and then into college, tennis. But like others at that time, Roscoe Tanner, Jimmy Connors, you may know these names, Stan Smith. I mean, we didn't make it through 4 years of school. And the reason why is that there was too much money on the table to become professional. And so, I spent 2 years at the University of Utah. I played for the college tennis team there, and went professional in I think it was 1974, 1975, and I retired at 1980, 81. And when I retired from that sport, I still hadn't answered that question: what do I want to do? What is my mission? It was very confusing. So I decided to go with my passions rather than. Than sport, because I'd already done that. I was tired of traveling, ready to move on. I decided for myself that I would go back and pick up on my passion of understanding and serving and learning, about about the human anatomy, physiology, and its functionality. And so as I was seeking around, I found that there was literally no accredited schools that could be found in the 80s. None. Zero. That focused on naturopathy, that focused on herbology, that focused on nutrition. There just was, it wasn't, I mean, you couldn't find one that was acceptable, except in Germany. There were several schools there. And so I was attracted to the work of Dr. Gunther Enderlin and the Enderlin Institute. And I was attracted to Dr. Marie Blecker, who's an MD, who really is the basis of my understanding of many of the doctrines that really was the foundation of my of being able to seek out through understanding that germs do not cause disease. The germs are the product of cellular breakdown due to their environment. It was not the germ theory, it was the terrain theory. That's where I learned this in the 80s. So it was not something that I invented. It wasn't something that I discovered. There were giants that preceded me, like Gunther Enderlin, like Antoine Béchamp, who were in complete opposite in their understanding, in their own research, that the germ was a fraud. And at that time, of course, nobody's talking about viruses because viruses didn't get popularized until HIV, and that was 1983. And guess who popularized the word virus?
Fauci.
Anthony Fauci.
Yes.
Exactly. Fauci popularized that. So, in other words, HIV causes a condition, a disease, which was AIDS, which is an acronym that stands for acquired immune deficiency. I really wasn't interested in that necessarily. I was interested in more what was happening to the blood. So when I was studying at the university, at the institute, and I went to other colleges. I went to one down in Birmingham, Alabama, and that also allowed me the flexibility to do this, since this has now been popularized, to do this a lot of the work without being present, so through correspondence, now it's through the internet, and a lot of education is going on this way. So there's lots of ways to be educated, but most people, and I don't mean this disparagingly, but most people are educated beyond their intelligence. And what I have seen and learned and experienced, the doctors are, from their education, have been indoctrinated. That's where
Yes.
the doctor word, indoctrinated, into an etiology or a science, which is not science.
Yeah.
They call it science, but it's not. It's scientism. In other words, Béchamp said this, that there's nothing so false that it does not have a form, that it doesn't have, there's nothing so false that it doesn't have some element of truth. And then he went on to say that so it is with the germ theory. Yes, germs are present because what they're identifying is the fragment of cellular breakdown. It's like going into your refrigerator and going, oh my heavens, this food is moldy. This food has been attacked by bacteria.
Right.
Nobody goes like, oh, there's some sort of mold, yeast, bacteria fairy that infected my refrigerator. Now everything is spoiling in it. No, we don't think like that. We think in the terms of, oh, my food is spoiling because it's aging.
Aging.
It's not fresh.
Yes.
It's aging, yeah. And so I came up with this idea that kind of expresses that you don't get old, you mold. So wrinkles and aging spots are the waste products of aging, fermenting, rotting. And yeast and bacteria and molds and something smaller than that, which would be bacteriophages or exosomes, whatever name you want to put to it. Béchamp called it the microzyma. These are indestructible matters. They're the precursor to even our cell membranes, or what they call DNA, which is just more scientism. The whole RNA DNA theory is just more fake science.
I'm going to stop you there and let you continue on. I'm will I love what you're saying. I've been on this pathway myself. It's the idea of atoms, neutrons, protons, all this. I'm like, can you prove to me? Can you actually show me this? What are you talking? I mean, we use a lot of jargon to explain things that we can't show. And so I don't know. I that just came into my mind. There's a lot. I mean, we'll deal with this a little longer, but go ahead.
Well, I think some people that those who are interested in the subject, and they should be interested because it affects them personally. Now, I know people out there think they have a body, but they don't. They have a biofield that has a body, not a body that has a biofield. That biofield is electromagnetic. And early in this, they when they didn't have all this jargon about naming things like the flu, which comes from the word influenza, or the word translated meaning influence, and it was caused by, changes within the electrical magnetic field. It could be a solar flare that came out, and affected people, and they would be electrically affected, which then would give rise to a symptomology. The really confusing part for most people is they're told by their indoctrinated doctors that the flu is a disease. And it's not. The flu is a symptom of the body trying to purify itself from cellular degeneration or breakdown, much like going in and cleaning up your refrigerator because you see what's happening in there and you're taking out the old food and, the body's trying to open up the pores of the skin. The body's inducing a fever to improve circulation and elimination of biological waste, i.e., lactic acid, uric acid, nitric acid, etc., to purify the fluid so you don't die. The flu is the solution to the pollutions that are chemically and radiated induced, whether by nature or by man. When I say man, I'm talking about radio waves. The invention of the radio, even though how wonderful it is, oh, that's wireless. That means things are transmitting through the matrix and it's coming out, it's coming to my radio box. It has a receiver and then it's transmitting a voice. And you don't realize that you're being radiated. And then they classify it as non-ionizing, which is totally ridiculous. I mean, I proved that out in 1998 when I did a double-blinded study in London, England, and sponsored by the BBC and the Quantum Link Company, saying, what are the effects of electromagnetic fields on the human biofield? Did anybody ever ask that question? Well, they did in 1960 when the TV came out. And people said, well, people ask these questions. Where did social distancing come from? Why did they come up with 6 feet?
Your
That's a
TV set.
60s thing. Because that's what Mother was telling us, because they got that from the Environmental Protection Agency, that you're supposed to watch the TV 6 feet a week. Johnny, Robert, Betty,
Yes.
don't get too close to the TV. Don't. And if you watch families when they're sitting around the radio, no, you've got to stand back away from it because you're being exposed to electromagnetic fields, which, guess what, causes influenza that then creates the symptoms of lack of energy and fever and all these symptoms that, wait a minute, I've heard another word, influenza. You keep hearing this word food, flu. So this plandemic, this fraud, the scientism has been perpetuated for over 100 years. And it's graduated in its force and its power by the fact that the wattage is going up, the frequencies are going up, and we think we can live in it without being exposed to it. So we're seeing excess mortality. We're seeing increases in cancer. It's called turbo cancer. We're seeing turbo diabetes. I just got a call today, someone who's now has epilepsy. And they're going, what do we do with that? I mean, that's called short circuiting. That's called you're being poisoned with radiation. increase in headaches. It's all for those who can sustain it, and those who can't, they feel it as symptomologies. And since it's unseen, it's hard to believe. And the fact of the matter is, we live in electromagnetic soup, which causes symptomologies. It's one of the factors in all dis-ease is electromagnetic frequencies. And when I was testing in London in 1988, and that work was published in 2001 in a peer-reviewed journal, it's called The Effects of Electromagnetic Frequencies on the EMF, the electromagnetic frequencies and the effects on the human body, the human blood, because that's where this bioweapon is being targeted. It's targeted the very thing which is our blood battery. Did you know he had a blood battery?
No, go ahead.
Did you know that every red blood cell is a battery?
No.
That it allows, it energizes, it receives, and it transmits piezoelectricity to power your body. When you're fatigued and tired, you need to regenerate that. That's why you drink water. That's why you get out and get sunshine, because sunshine, we know that when the sunshine doesn't shine, that all the leaves on the trees die. And the reason they die is because they absorb energy in the form of light, which was transformed by chlorophyll, not, yeah, by chloroplast, electrical energy. This is what makes alive. Chloroplasts are energy. Hemoglobin, which is the main component molecule of the blood, is identical to chlorophyll, other than the center atom. But that is your blood battery, and it's being sucked alive by all of this technology. And people are wondering why am I so tired, and why is my blood coagulating inside? It's coagulating because it's losing its energy, its life force. It's being harnessed by bad actors intentionally. So the bottom line here is when we understand that, yeah, go ahead and ask the question.
No, I'm gonna listen to go ahead. Mine can wait. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when we under yeah, so when we understand that when Moses said, "For the life of all flesh is the blood," he got that from the Creator.
Yep.
I'm saying the red blood cell is the primary stem cell. The red blood cell is your blood battery. The red blood cell can adsorb oxygen or adsorb lactic acid or adsorb graphene oxide in order to protect it. The hemoglobin molecule is destroyed by electromagnetic frequencies. It is uns it's beyond thinking that a human being, and specifically the blood, could survive 3G, 3, 4G, 4G plus, and 5G going up to 6G, ranging from radio waves up to microwaves, when we're being bombarded with the same waves that are produced by your microwave oven at 2.4 gigahertz. And that same technology has now been transfected into your body. You are just like Noah Harari said, humans are now hackable. You have been hacked. And what's being hacked? Through a technology which is sucking the life out of your red blood cells, your blood batteries. This precious, and there's a way to get it to protect it. And it's not destroying this technology, it's deactivating it.
We'll talk about that a little
It's
later.
detoxing from it.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little later, but I want
Yeah. So,
to go ahead.
yeah, go ahead.
Well,
No, that's fine. I'll take a short drink here
okay. So I wanted to back
of
up.
greens.
I'm going to back up here for a moment.
Green is the color.
What's that now? There's a
Green is the color of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are, because there's a little delay between the two of us. I wrote in my notes that there's two mindsets. One is a Darwinistic approach to life, that we evolved, we're a machine. And therefore, you can program a machine, you can add things to a machine, you can hack a machine. And the other mindset is we are creational. We are a created being made in the image of God. Actually, originally intent for our bodies, our being, was to live eternally. But we know that the fall came. We are not going to be allowed to live on this earth in this form for eternal purposes. But we will in the next life for those who are faithful to the Lord. And so it seems to me that much of what is being done to us or we do to ourselves is because we don't understand, number one, we don't understand the technology we're playing with. We just do not understand what we're doing to ourselves. And number two, those who do understand are doing it intentionally, because they just see us as a machine. They don't see us with a soul. They don't think about the fact that they're going to face God for their evil ways or their idiocy or their ignorancy. They're just operating from a Darwinistic, mechanistic, materialistic mindset versus a holistic, creational, created, supernatural beings that we are been given this beautiful life in a beautiful environment to live in. And so talk to me, am I kind of going down the right path there?
Absolutely. And from a scientific perspective, it can be validated even now that the human cell is infinite in its life if the environment is conducive for eternal life.
Yes.
What limits that is our mindset, our lifestyle, which includes, what we think and what we believe. But there is a very important scientist which I talk about, and I present that he is part of his work in several of my Rumble video interviews, which I publish, on Rumble under Dr. Robert Young. What and I was going to bring this up. I kind of like to read it, word for word.
Yes, go ahead.
But another place you can find these articles, another place where you can find these my work and my published work, because I've written over 100 books. I have published over 3,000 papers, and one of those papers was quite significant when it was published on the non-disclosed ingredients in the COVID-19, jibby jabs, the vials of the vaccines. And that was a very important paper, but because we found things that validate the fact that you are being biochipped with a two-dimensional or a multidimensional, it'd be multidimensional or two-dimensional material that is one atom in thickness. So we're talking one nano or one billionth of a meter in size, that is cytotoxic, genotoxic, and also magnetic, so it has the ability to self-assemble into larger masses. And we've not only found those in the vials, we've now found these in the urine, we found them in the saliva, we found them in the blood, we found them in the interstitial fluid. But the question comes up, and you can find this article, or it's over 600 articles in this one scientific blog at drrobertyoung.com.
Yes.
And you can also find the solutions at phmiracleproducts.com. And those are two very important websites if you want to know what the problem is and read the research. And also, if you want to know the solutions, then of course it's on the other side at phmiracleproducts.com. But the question here that I have that I'd like you to think about, and everyone who's listening, and that is, how long do you want to live? Question mark. And I want to suggest to you that you decide this. We have our free agents here on this planet. God doesn't take our life. You know, we could lose our life in many. We could be in a car accident, or we could be in a war and lose our life that way. But the question here, you know, in a theoretical, peaceful environment, the question is, when you have liberties and you have the ability to take charge of your own health and well-being, because your body is your body and your life is your life, and therefore it is your choice and should not be should not be controlled by any government, let alone the United Nations, NATO, or WHO. And I stand up and applaud the state of Louisiana, who said, enough is enough. The Senate, we voted. No one can tell a human being who lives in Louisiana whether or not they have care or they don't have care, which means whether they get vaccinated or have or forced to do this or do that, especially by our own government and then even outside our government. So the question then is, how long do you want to live? And I want to say this: life and death is all about, this is very, very important. Life and death is all about managing and maintaining the alkaline pH. It's a scale that goes from 0 to 14. Alkaline pH environment, or alkaline pH and oxidative reduction potential. So you can measure it electrically, magnetically, and you can measure it chemically. So life and death is all about managing the delicate alkaline pH and the ORP environment of the blood plasma, which is at 7.365 at an ORP at negative 20 millivolts. The interstitial fluids of the interstitium, which is the largest organ of the human body, which they don't even learn at medical school, which is at pH 8.40 at negative, at the ORP at negative 80 millivolts, and the intracellular fluids, which are the fluids inside the cell of the body, which is a pH of 7.40 at negative 25 millivolts. Now, when I wrote the book, The pH Miracle, there's two books. There's The pH Miracle 1 that was written in 2001 and published. And then there's another book, which is book 2, which is The pH Miracle Revised and Updated, 2010. They're both written, they're both published by Hachette, but by one of their subsidiaries. The earlier book was written, was published by Warner Books and Time Warner. The new book is published by one of their other name companies, but it's their larger company, Hachette, which is in New York and also Boston. The reason I tell you this is because it's not the same book. The pH Miracle is book one, and the pH Miracle Revised and Updated is book two, which is a sequel to book one. It continues the story. It continues the education. So they're both very important. Okay. And this science is taught there. That's why I tell people to go to phmiracleproducts.com, because that's how you can support this research. And this is where you get the books. And it's the same thing with the product. Okay. So even though I don't have any financial interest in any of this, I wrote the books, I developed the products, but that is not a conflict as it relates to receiving funds. We're not promoting it for money. I'm promoting it for education. And I'm promoting it because it is the place to go if you want to follow the alkalarian lifestyle. Because Tony Robbins even asked me, he said, what do you call this? He said, is this a vegan diet? Is this a keto? I mean, he didn't use the word ketone, you know, or, diet, lifestyle, what have you. And or it, you know, is it a vegetarian? What is it? You know, and so in 19, it was actually 1998, 99, he asked me that question. It was in at Master University. He invited me to speak there, and he said, you need to tell these thousands of people what you're talking about. So what is it? Is it vegan, vegetarian? And I said, and so I said, well, I really never thought about this. And so my son, Adam, and I were sitting talking about this, and he said, Dad, why don't you call it the alkalarian lifestyle? Because it's not veganism. It's not, which is defining how to foods. And so I started testing foods based on their pH and their alkalinity by pureeing them so that I could test them properly and not just look at the elemental aspects, which the FDA does. They says, well, this food is alkaline. Well, after a 10,000 degree burn, the only thing that's left is what? The elements that didn't were not distinguished into smoke, into the air. So when they say a banana is alkaline, that's totally false. Because when you measure an alkaline and pure, when you puree it and measure the ORP and alkalinity of a banana, it's highly acidic. And that's true with oranges, but not true with lemons and limes, even though they're classified different based upon their elements. And so I had to come up with a whole different scale. And that's what's written, that scale of foods based on positive 0 to 100 to negative 0 to 100 based on its the total food, whether it's going to contribute electrons or if it's going to steal energy in the form of electrons. And that's where people say, well, wait a minute, what about pineapple? No, it's highly acidic. It's in the category of eating meat. What is worse, pineapple or meat? Well, they're both no good. They just produce high acidity and they steal the life force from your body. So pineapple's not on the alkalarian lifestyle. And I don't like the word diet because it has the word die. And if you're on a diet, that's probably what's going to happen. So I like calling it a live it. It's a lifestyle. It's not like a 3 week, 1 week, 2 weeks cleanse. No, it's a lifestyle. You live it. That's if you want to answer this question, which is what? How long do I want to live? So when you go down through this article, because it is an article, it's published at drrobertyoung.com, and I encourage you, and included in that, I'm including information on the organ of the human.
I think.
Which are the interstitial fluids, which is at the beginning and the end, yeah, at the beginning and end of sick of health or sickness or disease. So I've included a published peer-reviewed journal by ACTA Scientific Medical Science. It's called the knee jerk or blood jerk reaction, and it's very important because the blood is life, and hemoglobin is the main molecule of that life. And it's identical to chlorophyll. And that's why God said in chapter 1, verses 29 or 30, check it out, read it. When he answers the question to Adam and Eve, what can I eat? He said, all green food shall be for your meat, period. The discussion is over. It's over. Why? Because it contains the bad. Battery of light and life. That's why when I started a company when I was younger called Inner Light, and people says, well, that sounds really religious. I said, I mean it literally. And I also mean it spiritually. That why these supplements are working because they put inner light in your body because you are a body of light. You run on electrical fields of transport of electricity or electrons that are being transformed on a matrix of salt. That's why your tears, your blood, your urine, all of it is all salty, because salt is the element of transporting electrical energy to empower. And the battery of your body and the future of the health of your liver, your organs, is the human blood, because red blood cells is the primary stem cell. It is the primary stem cell. Skin is made from blood. Heart is made from blood. Liver is made from blood. So the life of the flesh, which Moses talked about, for the life of all flesh is the blood, not in the blood, is the blood. Is how, and I've proven this scientifically. And the way we prove it is we test. We scientifically prove that when you move to a alkalarian plant-based green livet lifestyle, your hemoglobin goes up, your hematocrit goes up, your red blood cell goes up. If Lance Armstrong had to listen to me, he wouldn't have lost all of those. For what? Blood doping. He wanted to get more of that battery, blood battery information, so he could go up the Alps faster, on the Tour de France. And they call that cheating. But it is not cheating to blood dope if you're doing it naturally. And that's what I did for the Olympic team and the gymnastics team. To improve their performance, I needed to increase their energy so they didn't flatline. When I did a research study on the University of Miami, the Dolphins football team, and we all know when they practice, they have three defensive teams that come in every 30 minutes to keep up with the offense. That didn't happen when we put them on an alkalarian lifestyle, a livet. They wouldn't flatline, which means I'm totally done. 30 minutes, 90 minutes. That's why many athletes, the top athletes in the world, are following this protocol. They're following this because they want more energy and they want more life. And if you want more energy, you have to have more light. Light converts to electrical energy, and the gland that does that is the pineal gland. And also, the pineal gland, when it's receiving light, it converts it to electrical energy. But the storage, the battery, the recharging is your red blood cells. Isn't that cool? I mean, what a breakthrough. And if you think I'm crazy, science is already building, it may sound a little creepy to you, batteries that are constantly regenerating with your own blood. Your battery will power your computer. Your battery is what is powering the transfection of the biosensors that you did not have any knowledge about, or did you ever give consent to be transfected by graphene hydrogel, polyethylene glycol, biosensing material to be connected up to the human internet of humans and the wideband, which is the wireless body area network, which you probably know nothing about, but for those who do, there's an organization. And I just posted tonight, if you want to learn today, if you want to learn about this, I put 150 references of scientific proof that you have been biochipped. And the organization is the IEEE. And this technology is real, and it was the purpose of the so-called fraud that was perpetuated on the human race to literally transfect through inoculation this technology into the blood of humans.
What's the
And if you
I
don't
hold on.
protect yourself with the solutions to the pollutions,
What's IEEE stand for? Do you know?
yeah, so Google it.
Okay.
Yeah, Google it.
I
Put in
triple E.
IEEE and you're going to learn about it. What's that?
Yeah, I triple E. Yes.
IEEE.
Okay.
There's even, how you tune your radio or your to a certain frequency? There's specific frequencies that are connecting humans to the supercomputer. This is not make-believe. This has been going on for hundreds of years. I mean, we've all know about biosensors outside the body. Some of them have them to help regulate the electric activity of the heart. But now the technology has gotten so small, and it's so advanced. I mean, if you get done with 150 scientific evidence of this proof, and probably one of the smartest women on this planet, who you'll learn about, Sabrina Wallace, as it relates to this technology. She is a computer engineer. And if you have symptomologies, I challenge you to watch that, read these articles, start investigating the research that I've been involved in for over 40 years that I published in 1998, warning people about, once again, the effects of electromagnetic fields on the human biofield, because your body doesn't have a biofield. Your biofield, we're talking about this field of energy that fills your physical body, that leaves your physical body. In a religious sense, we say spirit, what have you. But I
Yes.
have literally taken pictures of this using photon interference photography. I've taken it in the body and I've taken it outside the body. And I would attribute to one of my other teachers, Dr. Harry Oldfield, who developed the technology to take pictures of that which cannot be seen.
You know that
So this is nothing, this is not a new subject for me.
no, I
So
go ahead.
you're gonna have to learn, you're gonna have to educate rather than vaccinate, educate rather than medicate. No longer can you trust your indoctrinated doctor. You have to take back your body. You have to start making decisions for yourself because all the hospitals are wired.
You know, I
All
will.
the nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals have been transfected with this technology.
Can I? I'm
You
gonna.
gotta really go deep to find out who you trust.
I'm 100% with that. I wrote a book called "Breaking the Deception Code: A True Seeker's Guide to Discernment," which I'm actually rewriting because my publisher messed me over in it. And I talk about you can't believe anything. We've been lied to from our birth. And the liars are blind guides. But I wanted to read something here just so that people understand. We're talking about graphene. We're talking about nanotechnology. Well, graphene oxide, I want to read this. Graphite oxide was first prepared by Oxford chemist Benjamin C. Brodie in 1859 by treating graphite with a mixture of potassium chloride and fuming nitric acid. He reported synthesis of paper-like foils with 0.05 millimeter thickness. 1957, Hummers and Hofmann developed safer, quicker, and more efficient process called Hummer's method. And then it goes on and talk about it. But graphene oxide is a single atomic layered material that formed oxidized form of graphene, enhanced with oxygen functional groups. Unlike its predecessors, graphene, which is hydrophobic, graphene oxide possesses a hydrophilic nature, allowing it to disperse in aqueous solutions. This property, combined with tunable flake size ranging from a few nanometers to millimeters, positions graphene oxide as a transformative material in various domains of science and technology. And it's you can buy boxes of this stuff, and it is that was directly from a manufacturer who makes that stuff. So this talk about that this stuff's been around for a long time, and it's now it's incorporated into. It's found its way into everything that we have, is it not?
It's in our food, it's in our water. They're using graphene oxide to purify it, in municipalities because of the nano and microplastics that are in our water. So you end up creating, a bigger problem before. So now you've got graphene oxide in the water, in the tap water, with the fluoride and other things. It's a huge problem. It's in our food because they're chemtrailing it. They're chemtrailing
Yeah.
aluminum oxide. I'm finding in the blood and urine of humans and animals, I am finding aluminum oxide. I'm finding titanium dioxide. I'm finding mercury. I'm finding lead. I'm finding graphene oxide. I'm finding polyethylene glycol. I'm finding hydrogel. I'm finding PFOS, PFOA. And the list goes on. And the thing that really bothered me is I'm finding phosgene in the blood of humans and animals. And phosgene is a material that is created when you burn off vinylidene dichloride, which is a nerve agent that is internationally banned for use. Was used as a chemical weapon in World War I, which killed 80,000 plus people that were exposed to it. Well, guess what? When East Palestine went up, and
Yes.
canisters of what they call vinyl chloride, which was actually vinylidene dichloride that was then burnt, created phosgene. If you read the article that I produced on that, if you see the aerial shots of this, it looks like someone dropped an atomic bomb on that area. The huge problem is the winds took it east, south, and north. So it took it east, then east, south, and then northeast or southeast. And so we found folks that were contaminated in Florida and all the way up into Quebec. It was showing up. So this is a huge problem. But I've written about it, and I've been writing about it for now 40 years. And I really was concerned about the water and especially the water in Iraq during the Iraq War.
Oh yeah, our United States used all sorts of crap
Yeah, with the
bombs.
United States soldiers. So I
Yep.
developed a water system that was non-electric, that worked under hydrostatic pressure, vortexing and under pressure to split the water molecules apart that tend to cluster when they become, mixed in toxic water. So it's a purification process. It's also an ionization process to ionize, alkalize, purify, and functionally structure the water without electricity, without using titanium platinum plates. So it's a great emergency care type water purification system where you can hang, a bucket of water, from a tree limb, run it down with some PCP piping, into it. By the way, that's toxic as well. I've been finding that in human blood as well.
That's in all of our,
So
yeah.
we're finding that because of all the plastics. Yeah, so it's in our water, it's in our food, and so no one has is so-called immune
No.
to this. And of course, that's a whole nother subject, immunity. But I didn't. But anyway, this machine is called the Watermark One, and they sell it at phmiracleproducts.com. And the reason I tell you about this is because people are looking and asking me, what do we do about the hundreds and hundreds of, 600 plus poisons and chemicals that are in our water, including glyphosate? How do we get this out? Is it affordable? And that's the great thing. It is affordable, and it's important if you want to keep your water clean, specifically if you want to keep it clean for what you're drinking, and that's important. So there's a lot of solutions to these pollutions. You just have to know about them, and very few know about them because they're purposely suppressed, purposely. Because here again, it's not about the patient; it's about the profit. That's really being disclosed on Netflix by a show that they currently have on their top 10 selections. It's number one right now.
About the drug companies.
It's what's that? No, it's not about the drug companies. It's about the hospitals, because a lot of this is administered through the doctor patient care, even in the hospitals. So it's not a safe place to go,
What's the
but you
name of
really
the
need.
what's the name of the series?
It's called The Resident.
Okay.
It's called The Resident, and I was shocked and intrigued and literally captivated by it, because I'm watching what I know, and you could take this in times by the power of, exponentially by the power of 10 as it relates to what's really going on. But it gives you an idea that the medical system is totally corrupt.
Right there is a book that was written in the 70s, who tells you right in that book that it's corrupt. This is back in the 70s. This guy wrote
It's been corrupt for the last 100 years.
Right.
The corruption didn't start with Rockefellers. The corruption started, back in time, many, many millennium ago. So it's been going on. It's what I call the great and abominable lie. The great and abominable lie is that you can harm or kill someone for profit, for gain.
Yes, yes.
You can take what's theirs and take it. It's the Cain Abel.
Cain
slew Abel. What for his property?
Yeah, Cain and Abel. The whole idea of, I tell people that war isn't what you're told. War is just because we want to steal, we want to take, we want to overcome, we want to pillage, plunder, and murder. And unfortunately, because of the fall, human beings fall in that category. And it's no different within our food systems, within our culture, within our water, within our sciences, within the healthcare. Everything has been profit. Jesus said, you cannot serve mammon and God at the same time. And so when mammon worship becomes the idol of people, you'll do whatever you can to make more mammon. And you will disregard your fellow human being as being a fellow human being. And you'll see them as, they're a cash cow for me to use and abuse until I get all the life out of them, all that I can get them, whether it's interest off of bank loans or procedures you're going to operate on somebody who doesn't even need that procedure. You're going to operate because you're going to make money. And so let's talk about some of the I'm on a quest. I've been doing some biblical research. I'm a follower of Christ. And I started going in the Old Testament, and I'm working my way through my New and making notes and creating a booklet, probably a white paper. But in there, in the book of Proverbs, it talks about long life. And as a wise person, you can have a long life. So there, this idea that, you're limited on your life. And it's like, well, hold on. Long life. Life I hold in my hand. Life is there. The wise man is going to find ways to extend one's life. I know where I'm going when I die, but my attitude is I want to be as robust as possible so that my kids have kids. I can be around for my grandkids. I can bless them. I can enjoy them. I can share with them. I can influence as many people in this world as possible through my writings, my work. And I can't do that if I'm an invalid. I can't do that if I die in 67. I want to extend my life as long as possible. And so that's why I've got you on here is to help me understand ways to do that and help my audience to understand that there's a lot out there. Mm-hmm. And so let's take a little time. You've got your pH Miracle products. But a big thing is, and this is what I'm going to bring in the song Dolomite. Zeolite is like the big catchphrase right now. It's a big, big word out there in the alternative media. People have got various products. They're selling it. And I looked up dolomite, and dolomite is a mineral, and zeolite comes from a mineral. And I know about people taking clay and taking charcoal to absorb impurities and getting them out of your system. Talk to me about the various procedures that people can use to start extricating the toxins from their body along with changing one's lifestyle, because it's a dual thing. You can't just take the product and not change your lifestyle. There's a process here that goes. So kind of walk people through some of these things.
Yeah, well, this thing for people.
You're cutting out.
And they can do that themselves. I was going to say that the simplest thing for people to do is to start testing their body fluids. Yeah. And you can do that simply by taking some pH hydrant paper that has a range from 4.5 pH on a scale from 1 to 14 up to a 9 to a 9.5. And the reason why you want to test your urine specifically is because urine is a product of the largest organ of the human body called the interstitium. Those are the fluids that surround the cell. So you have 72 trillion cells, and they live in an ocean, kind of like fish live in an ocean. And to achieve incredible health, you have to manage and maintain that body ocean, because the human cell is only as healthy as its environment. And the ideal environment, as I stated earlier, of that organ is at 8.40, which is 10 times more alkalizing than your blood, which is at 7.365. So the interstitial fluid purposefully is an environment that has to be alkaline in order to maintain the infinity of the cell. And that's what Lyons Pauling discovered. He said, and I quote, "The human cell is immortal." And the reason it's immortal, Bechamp's work and my work, if I may put it in the same category, advanced, I have more powerful microscopes to be able to see this. He said that there's only one thing that's living after everything is gone, decomposed, and that's an indestructible living anatomical element, which he called the microzyma, which means small being. And you cannot destroy it. You can't cut it with diamonds. You can't burn it. You cannot freeze it and crack. It's indestructible. It's the same thing when God said about our bodies. He said, "From dust you are, and from dust you will return." Mm-hmm. This dust is the intelligent matter that everything is made up of. Cells are not living. DNA is not living. mRNA is not living. Mitochondria is not living. Bone is not living. What is living, which makes up those entities that we perceive as living, is the living, indestructible anatomical element, which only knows, based upon physics, organization or disorganization. And the basic physical law is that matter cannot be created nor can be destroyed. It can only change its form and its function.
Yes, yes, I 100%.
I said this. Other scientists have said this that have preceded me, and God said this.
Yes.
God didn't create the world. He took matter unorganized and organized the world.
Yep.
Matter which cannot be created nor can be destroyed. It's a very important distinction. So if you want to live forever, like the testing that Alexis Carrel did, what did he do? He took a chicken heart and kept it alive for 2 decades until he decided, "I'm pulling the plug." And what did he do? He would change the internal environment, purifying the environment, alkalizing the environment, ionizing that environment in order to maintain the integrity of the cell, which has an infinite life in that form if you do that. Otherwise, it begins to transform. And through that transformation, this is where we get different, you know, forms. So we'll see bacteria, or we'll see yeast, or we'll see mold. These are not species like cats and dogs. These are biological transformations of an organized cell of microzyma, of dust, living dust, can't be created, can't be destroyed, that organizes and disorganizes into different forms and have different purposes. What is the purpose of a mushroom? Why do we find it in decaying matter or around decaying matter? To recycle that which has been injured or harmed back to its beginning form so it can become part of another organized being. The temporal suit that I'm wearing right now, that it can be organized or disorganized, and it's my life, it's my choice. So if I want it to live forever, I have to manage very, very delicately and very succinctly. I have to exercise. I have to exercise not the body, but the mind, all of it, the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Yes.
I have to provide electrical energy to power it. I have to learn how to build blood by taking concentrated chlorophyll. I can't get enough. Let's say I put that in all my water. It's called I juice chlorophyll. I put concentrated greens. I started this in the 80s. I was lazy. I didn't want to juice all day. So I just take 5 grams three times. So 15 grams of wheatgrass, bardy grass, kamut grass, straw grass, dote grass, oak grass, broccoli, spinach, all of these green vegetables that I have titrated into a powder. The people, and I did it for myself, but then we started selling it in the 80s. It was called Super Greens. It's still called Super Greens, and it's been sold in every country in the world.
Yep.
Billions of canisters have been sold of this product. Okay, so why do people take it and feel good? Because it contains chlorophyll. It contains the battery of life. It contains a molecule that can receive and transmit. It can deal with the waste. It's a purification molecule, and it is what makes up our hemoglobin, our blood. For life of the flesh is the blood, and you build blood with four ingredients: chlorophyll, clay, oil, oxygen, water, salt, sunshine, and exercise. Or sexercise.
Yep.
That starts with an S. So exercise. But all those seven are your new doctors. So the last time I saw a doctor was when I was in the LDS hospital when my mother gave birth. I started crying when I came out. I was scared. And I haven't gone back.
Wow.
So I was raised by parents that don't believe in this medical mafia, this big pharma. We just don't we don't believe in it. So that was the basis of a lot of my belief systems. You know, so we didn't drink coffee, we didn't drink black tea, we didn't drink alcohol, we didn't eat pork. These were forbidden foods. I didn't know scientifically why. My dad says, well, when we were studying pork, you know, we would cook it and we'd still find the parasites in the pork even after heating it up. Says you don't kill parasites with heat. I mean, the experiment Moderna did and these other vaccine companies, they put parasite eggs in the inoculations. An African parasite called the Trypanosoma cruzi embrucei parasite, and they hatched inside your body. That's why I'm seeing parasites, malaria type parasites and African parasites in the blood of those who, you know, allow me to take a look. You know, it's here again, blood is very personal and you don't share it back and forth. So this whole idea of transfusions can simply be taken care of with double distilled water and chlorophyll with a salt in a salty solution like a lake plasma from the Great North Shore of the Great Salt Lake or marine plasma in certain areas of the world. And when you take that in, you provide alkalinity because and you provide a transport system for transporting salt, and you provide the basis of building new blood, which is not made in the marrow, it's made in the intestines. I didn't say that, God said it. If you go to the green plant food, that's Genesis, and then you read going forward, you read the order of things, because in all creation there is order. So it's health in the navel, then marrow to the bones, and then strength in the loins and the sinews. People that have reproductive system problems, you don't treat the dis-ease or the symptoms. You have to have health in the navel. You then have to, then you go to marrow and the bones. You don't take stem cells from the bone. Stem cells Or the erythroblast is made in the crypts of the small intestine by liquefied food at an 8.4 pH at negative 80 millivolts. Why would you then take probiotics, or why would you take enzymes that would actually destroy that environment? Why would you take apple cider vinegar, which destroys the capability of the stomach lining to make sodium potassium bicarbonate? And that's why people get a temporary effect, because as soon as you put that poison in the body, the cover cells of the stomach start producing sodium and potassium bicarbonate by taking salts, water, carbon dioxide, which then equals sodium bicarbonate, which then also makes an equal amount of hydrochloric acid. The stomach is constantly trying to get rid of acidity. So the stomach does not digest food. So when you understand that food needs to be liquefied, you have to make a choice. Use your teeth as the blender, or the blender of a Vitamix or a juicer to break the food down to a liquefied state. That color should be green. It should be alkaline, and there's ways to structure that so that the stomach doesn't constantly have to make an alkalizing compound to prepare that food. Even the pancreatic gland to the gallbladder, they all produce fluids. Bile is at a pH of 8.4, but they're secreting sodium bicarbonate that they get from the stomach. So when you talk about immunity, which is another scientific myth, immunity is not found in the white blood cells. Immunity is found in the lining of the small intestine, in the stomach, that is producing the alkaline compounds. And that's why when Simoncini from Italy was literally saturating around a tumor in different body parts, that he was having success shrinking that tumor, because it was cutting off what is called angiogenesis, or blood to that tumor. It was solidifying that tumor because it was increasing the alkalinity around it, and the body didn't have the capability of doing that. So acids were being pushed out in the breast tissue, or acids are being pushed out into the brain, or acids are being pushed out in the ovaries or the gonads. And you're going, why do I have these conditions? Because there's only one word that causes acidity, and that is ACID. And what the what an ACID is, a metabolic waste, it's a dietary waste, it's an environmental waste. And so when it comes down to, there's two things that are killing humanity prematurely: radiation and chemical poisoning. And it's the stomach that is on the forefront of neutralizing that toxicity, and it can't keep up with it. That's why using, rectal infusions or IVs, or taking it dietarily, or using a nebulizer to infuse alkalinity into the interstitial lungs, into the fluids of the lung, because we are a body of water. We are a water balloon.
So
We are a water balloon.
can I need
Our
you to.
cells are only as healthy as the water. So yes, you have to take care of the water, and you take care of the stomach, and you do that with baking soda. You do that with sodium and potassium bicarbonate without the aluminum in it, which is an anti-caking agent, because that's natural. How's it natural? Because the stomach produces this every second of your life, constantly. For every thought you have, for every action, for every movement, for everything you eat, the stomach's responsible is to alkalize the waste products of that cellular breakdown. But it has to protect. That's why the interstitial fluids is at the foundation of all sickness and disease. And you measure that by getting pH hydrant paper, and you can get that at phmiracleproducts.com. Test it, and any time that it's below 8 or even lower, 7.2, you need to take 4 grams of that, put it in 4 ounces of distilled water, and drink that. And for the technology that has been impregnated, the transfection, whether it be vaccination or for PCR testing, or the mask, or from the water we're drinking, or the food, or the tampon, or the condom, or from the so-called antibacterial. So this is not the problem. The problem is the nanotechnology of graphene hydrogel polyethylene glycol toxicity that's now in our bodies that interacts with this 5G, 4G. That technology has to be demagnetized. because it's destroying the cell membrane, giving rise to the corona effect, giving rise to spike protein. Spike protein is endogenously created. So you do that. And that's why I'm happy to say, not because of my efforts, but because somebody introduced me to a company called Human Consciousness Support, who makes a product called Masterpiece, and a technology that takes marine lipids, you know, a high concentration at a pH of 8.8 of saline solution elements that contain all the elements on the the major elements on the periodic table, in addition, in an elemental form, at the same time, is been infused. This nanotechnology has been infused, which is what I call Zeolite Z, which is patent pending. So this patent pending technology has been joined together in a colloidal system with colloidal technology. So it's now like spirit and body. It's connected as one. So the biofield and the physicality connected as one. The two dissimilar ingredients, the marine plasma and the zeolite Z, has been joined together in one. At a nano size, going from 1 nanometer down to 0.000014 nanometers, based on the spectroscopy done, based upon the stem that was done, scanning transmission electron microscopy, all this technology, which I've published on. This is the antidote to the poison that you weren't aware of that you were then transfected with, either by air, water, food, drugs, inoculations, etc. So, and what it does is it's opposite polarity. This has a high surface charge. So the zeolite has been constructed in a hexagonal form as a platform that looks very similar, even identical, hexagonal to graphene oxide, which is hexagonal. The difference is graphene oxide has a positive surface charge. Zeolite Z has a surface charge, which is negative. When they come in that proximity, they then connect, and that technology is then demagnetized. It's inert. It's unfunctionable. That cannot function. It cannot self-assemble. And the beauty about the construct of the zeolite Z, it is a cage, and it's multidimensional. So it's not only picking up graphene oxide, it's picking up aluminum oxide, it's picking up titanium dioxide, it's picking up hydrogel, it's picking up polyethylene glycol, it's picking up glyphosate, it's picking up lead, it's picking up mercury, it's picking up phosgene. I mean, the list goes on and on. And
you're glitched. So I don't know if you can hear me. You've stopped. So
we know this because we did up the further in different age groups.
And
what we found on the first pilot study is it works. It works.
So I want to interrupt.
It reduces all of these elements. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to interrupt for a minute. I want to backtrack for a second. Now, I thought apple cider vinegar was good for you, so I've been consuming it, and I will now go, okay, I'm not going to consume it. Do you have on your drrobertyoung.com, you have the pH Miracle, I don't know, lifestyle or something like that, but do you have a book or something that talks...
There's an article on this...
Go ahead.
All the books that I've written, the pH Miracle Revised and Updated, the pH Miracle, you know, all of these books are available at phmiracleproducts.com. Okay, the products that the books talk about are available at phmiracleproducts.com. They're the only outlet for these, unless they're coming from an affiliate.
So the what I want to know though
Okay.
is there like a
And
white
so
pig?
the affiliates have oh, there's peer-reviewed papers on this.
Right. I'm just saying, is there a list of like the foods that are acid based that we should not be consuming? That's like a basic line for anybody to just
Yes.
say, oh.
Yeah, it's in this book right here.
Called
It's in Sick and Tired. I don't
okay.
know if you can, I don't know if you can see it or not.
I seen it on your
It's in
website.
Sick and Tired, Reclaim Your Inner Terrain. It's in the PH Miracle. It's in the P Yeah, it's in it's on it's in it's Sick and Tired, Reclaim Your Terrain. That's a 90s book. In
Perfect.
2001, PH Miracle. In 2004 it was PH Miracle for Diabetes. In 2006 it was PH Miracle for Weight Loss. In 2010 it was PH Miracle Revised and Updated. In 2012 it was the PH Miracle for Cancer. I
Okay.
mean, the list goes on and on and on. And they're translated. I just released in Italy and also in France. So in French and Italian, the books were just released. The PH Miracle for Cancer. What I'm saying is, if you get bored at night, you can start with drrobertyoung.com and go to the scientific blog. There's over 600 articles there, some of them peer-reviewed, free because God gave it to me for free
Yep.
and said, teach my people. For if you, for he wants you to know the truth to set you free so you do not perish.
Yes.
So Hosea said, for my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Knowledge.
He keeps speaking, he keeps sharing. You have to have the heart and the mind, the eyes and the ears to be able to listen, to see, and the desire to answer that question. How long do you want to live? Because it has been indoctrinated into your mind that you can only live 65, 75, the average life expectancy for females and males, where it now has dropped by 5 years. So for males, it's like 75. For females, it's like 76, 78. It's dropped. The reason it's dropped is because we were purposely poisoned with a directed, targeted bioweapon that is being aerosoled. It's being inoculated. And we are being poisoned, and it compounds its potency with its interaction with 4G, 4G plus, and 5G at microwave ionizing. I don't care what so-called experts say. This is destructive to the cell membrane. And when I go back to 1998, that's what I found. And we were talking at 50 to 100 hertz exposure on those who were being exposed for 8 hours to 50 to 800, where our body's less than 10 hertz as it relates to our body frequency. That additional exposure was destroying the red blood cells. So I don't care, 0G, to radar, radio waves. They're all harmful to the body. So somebody says, well, how come I have it and nobody else has it? Or people, why am I suffering so? Because people have different levels
Yes.
of sensitivities. They have
Yes.
different levels of being able to adsorb and remove this stuff. So it comes back to the orifices of elimination.
Yep.
It comes back to what you're eating, what you're drinking, what you're breathing, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're believing, because even your thoughts create
Thoughts.
waste products that can kill you.
Yes, they do.
And when you couple that with this current technology that we live on, it is dangerous for you to get into a smart car, or to live in a smart city, or to live in a smart apartment, or to live, it still applies. We have to social distance ourselves from our cell phone because we know there's been an increase in brain cancers because of people putting their cell phone to their head. And we pick this up looking at the body with thermography, even to the point where women would take their cell phones, put it in their breast, into their bra to hold it, and they would have a tumor the shape of their cell phone.
So I have a quick question. Why do you, knowing this, Robert, knowing this, the very people who are making this, the very, I would call them darklings in my book, the guys at the top that want to reduce the population, they live in the same identical environment that you and I do. Are they that, they are controlled, I believe, by our, if you're like me, I believe that there's demonic beings, spiritual entities who are here to rob our lives. And they're manipulating these people to create these things, and they're so blinded that they themselves are suffering from the same consequences. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They have been indoctrinated through the entire school system is built upon scientism. I mean, everything you learned about the red blood cell is wrong. Everything you learned about where it's created is wrong. Everything from the anatomy is wrong. I mean, there's some truth in there, but there's nothing so false that does not contain an element. There's nothing so true or so false it doesn't contain a little bit of the opposite. And that's the problem. That's the problem. We're dealing with half truths or worse. And when people get educated and start practicing and implementing true principles based upon what I call the cow's program, chlorophyll, oil, water, and salt, and you put more trust in your farmer than your doctor who's been indoctrinated, and you realize that they're educated beyond their intelligence, then people will stop jumping off the cliff and then looking down, going, oh, look at the good work they're doing. Look at the ambulance and the doctors. They're saving these people from the fall. They're getting paid on both ends. The people that develop the false theory of virology, which is a pseudoscience, are the same people that were in the computer industry. This is technology. They create the viruses for the computers they did so they can sell the programs to deal with the viruses of which they. Here again, they're creating an environment that causes dis-ease, and it's the same characters. It's the same characters who think they are gods or think they're someone special. They're all literally educated beyond their intelligence. And they're literally setting the stage for their own demise.
Oh, yeah. In the afterlife, you bet they're going to be sitting there. I mean, I don't see a lot of them getting nailed here, but I see them on the afterlife. And I was reading a passage yesterday in Corinthians. It says that we get to judge our fellow human beings, and we're going to judge angels on the other side. And I'm like, oh boy, do I get to sit here and judge these evildoers that are doing what they're doing? Count me in.
That's a task that I would not look forward to because these are our brothers and sisters. I'm speaking to you, and through you, I'm speaking to all of them too. I'm doing this out of love,
Yeah, I don't want
not
them
for
to do.
profit, but for love of human race, of all humanity, of my brothers and sisters, my literal brothers and my literal spiritual brothers and sisters. Who have come to this planet as a place to learn and grow and to become more like our Heavenly Father have abandoned that and are lost and are living in the great and spacious building, pointing their fingers at those who are saying, join us, which is a path which is narrow. And very few that find it that leads to the tree of life, which has a fruit that's delicious beyond all fruit, an alkalizing fruit, which is, are you ready for this? It is the love of God which is a frequency at 963 hertz.
That's interesting.
So, the love of God is the fruit. The music we listen to the food we eat is destructive. And music can be healing or it can be destructive. And it's all based upon frequency. Even sound healing. I believe in providing an alkaline environment at different frequencies. In this case, we're talking about millivolts, measuring the voltage of these various areas of the body. So I engage people, and do it, with true intent and with love. You need to consider empowering yourself with truth. And that truth can be found at drrobertyoung.com under the heading Scientific Posts. And the solutions to the pollutions are at phmiracleproducts.com. And the reason they're there is because it's based upon science, not scientism. And if you want to learn more, you can buy the books there. I have a whole series of books, Truth versus Deception, Liberty versus Tyranny, COVID-19, Fact versus Fiction. Part one, part two, part three, part four is coming out. It's literally the history and it's highly referenced. And I just put on my Rumble page with over 150, links, references, and others who were a few of us, less than probably you can name on one hand, that are trying to empower people with knowledge to save them from this tyranny, to save them from themselves, and empower them with truth, with light, through knowledge. Medication, no, education, empowering people with education, and protect our children, which is our future.
I agree. I agree.
Because they are being culled
Yes.
across the world and they're being abused.
I agree.
So let's get out the message. Let freedom ring. Liberate the captives. And if you're in this system, this current medical mafia system, you are a captive. I want to liberate you from this. I want to empower you with the knowledge to take care of yourself. And that knowledge to get it is for free. I want to bring down the cabal. And it will be them that brings themselves down and the people to see what it is. But we have to social distance ourselves from this technology. And just as my mother said, Robert, you're too close to the TV. You need to stand back or be away from it at least 6 feet. That's 1964,
Oh, I know.
and earlier.
I know.
That's the late 50s and the late 60s.
So
So anyway, I want to thank you for having me on your platform here, Steve, and for the opportunity to share this, this information and God bless you and God bless your family and all your friends and all those who are listening, with truth and light that empowers them with the health and vitality, the wellness, and the protection and safety that they're seeking for themselves, their spouses, their families, their children, their grandchildren, and if you so elect, your great grandchildren, your great great grandchildren, and onward, depending on you choose how long you want to live. So the question is, you need to ask yourself, how long do you want to live? And if you want the details on that, go to drrobertyoung.com, read the article. It'll help you make a better choice. Hopefully, if you've learned something new today that you haven't heard, that will be a contribution in providing, a better quality and quantity of life is my prayer. And I say it in the name of Jesus Christ. And especially on these Easter celebration coming this weekend.
Well, thank you so much, Robert, for joining me. And folks, I want to say thank you for joining, coming to the Lion Zone. If you guys like what I'm doing, I want to make sure that you share and like the show, share it with all your friends. So until next time, this is Steve Johann saying, be a lion and not the prey.